Say something for the podcast. Tell the people what you feel.
I'm just jazzed about being on the show, man.
You are listening to The Objective Jerk, where objectiveness is the objective, and I am said jerk.
Hello, this is The Objective Jerk, and I am said jerk. How are my draconians out there? Everybody's doing good? Here I am doing another podcast. I just did one yesterday. Usually it's like every couple days. When I'm in my shit moods, I can go like 2 weeks without doing one. But I guess this is a sign that my depression, bipolar, whatever, is going away. So, you know, more and more I'm like finding, or I'm seeing these attributes, I guess, maybe. I don't know. And God, I always got like phlegm and stuff when I do these. Okay. Every time. Okay. I need to start drinking some mentholated gel or something to clean up the system. Anyway, I spoke to my. I'm looking at myself instead of the thing. Spoke to my. My therapist that I have assigned with the VA, the video conference. I knew the appointment was yesterday. Like, I knew it was coming, but I, like, the night before, I'm like, I got an appointment tomorrow at 3, and then I just go about my day, and then I was, like, trying to take a nap, and then she calls, and then I was just an ornery asshole the whole time. But, you know, she was talking, doing her thing, and I really wasn't in the mood for it, and the things she was saying, I kind of already knew, or, like, I didn't feel like it kind of was what is affecting me the most, you know what I mean? And so I was kind of, you know, I was tired, and I just was like, I don't want to talk to you, basically. But, you know, excuse me, we did the hour. And I told her, I was like, you know, thanks for calling. Thanks for everything. Even though I'm appearing to be unappreciative. I told her, I was like, I appreciate, you know, her doing her thing and stuff like that. So, because, I don't know, usually, you know, have, I guess what I would say, like a decent appointment or whatever, I'm more engaged, and you know, but I was just in a shit mood, plus I was like, I just fell asleep to take a nap, and she called, and I was like, oh crap, that's right, and so that sucked. Anyway, you know, I was an MP in the Army, and one of my many jobs was to do access control, access security. So basically, you know, standing at the gate, checking IDs as people came, were coming on post. You know, before 9/11, it was a little more lax as far as people could come on post, just civilians, you know, they'd show their driver's license probably or something. But so I joined after 9/11. So it was a little more strict. You had to have a military ID, or you had to be with somebody with a military ID to get on. So anyway, you know, 12-hour shift, sitting at a gate, people coming on, and, you know, me growing up to address, especially an adult, or maybe just somebody you don't know, as sir or ma'am, you know, and then in the military, even more so, you know, if you don't know their rank, and they're not in a military uniform, you dress them as sir or ma'am. If they're an officer, you know, sir or ma'am. And multiple times, I'd be at the gate, and, you know, an individual would come in wearing like their PT uniform, short hair, kind of masculine. And I would say, oh, okay, hey, thank you, sir. Have a great day. And it's a woman. It's like, I'm female, or I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You know, it happens. You know, we're trained to say sir or ma'am. You know, it's the proper respectful term that you use when you're talking to an individual who is not a friend, somebody you don't know. You don't know them by their name or their maybe their job title or whatever. It's just sir, ma'am, right? And so now, in today's crazy society, we have multiple transgender individuals all throughout society now. And you know, I mean, I would say, I don't know, I can't even really remember a time where I saw a transgender individual where until it was in the, when I was in the VA. So 2018, 19. And I started seeing more men that were, you know, cross-dressing or looking like a woman, but it's completely obvious it's a man. And, you know, if you're to address them as ma'am, you had to really like focus on it. You had to just, okay, ma'am, yes, ma'am. No, you know what I mean? But it's like, if you ended up having a long conversation at some point in time, I would address them as sir, because you're doing something and you can hear their voice.
Hey,
but they look like a man just with some long hair and lipstick, you know? And they sound like a man. So you're doing stuff. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, ma'am, you know, yes, I get that some people deliberately gender whatever somebody to be a dick or whatever. I get that. But, you know, a lot of people are trying to be respectful. But you can't just turn off, you know, 30, 40, 50 years of calling somebody sir or ma'am when, and then change it because they want to be, oh, I'm a woman. But it's like, you know, it's just you hear and everything is a man. It's just, it's a natural, it's instinct kind of, you know what I'm saying? It happens. And the thing is like people get so upset when they get misgendered, but it's these people that really don't look like, you know, I'll admit, there are trans individuals that look straight up like whatever they identify as, you know what I mean? Like I would not know, maybe unless until they talk or something. I don't think I've met anybody and converse with somebody thinking they were female and later learn, oh, that was a guy. What? I mean, I've seen on like TV or on, you know, on a YouTube or something, but and vice versa, you know, it's a guy like the actor that is now a male. I can't think of the name. She was an ex. He what? See, this is the thing. See, it's like, I know she started as a female, so I'm going to address it as she. It's just, it's not, I'm not trying to be a dick. It's just, you know, you can't just, I don't know. And I guess, okay, well, I'm getting off here. So she now, he looks like a male, but I still know the person. Like if I see the face, I'm like, okay, that's that actor that was a female. If I didn't know that at all, and I saw this person, I would think, you know, she was a male. But in person, it's kind of different though. You know, when you get up close, you notice things, the shoulders, the broad shoulders, hands. There are certain things that you kind of notice and you're like, oh, this is a trans right here. And I see it here in the Philippines, you know, it's like when somebody is like just overly projecting the identity that they're identifying with, it makes it kind of, so what I'm trying to say is like all girls and women here kind of dress similar, you know? But then all of a sudden you get this really like over the top, look at me, I'm sexy kind of outfit thing. And, you know, at first I'll, you know, I'm a guy, so I'll see it. I'm like, what the? And I'll look. And for a second, yes, very attractive, but a little over sexual. You know what I mean? Like it's too much, right? And then when you get a few seconds to look at him, you're like, okay, that's a guy. You know what I mean? So that happened to me a lot. Now it's like when I see someone that's like very dressed up and whatever and just really doing a walk and just, I'm like, okay, that's a guy, you know? I don't know why I'm talking about this. But, you know, but, oh, okay. So there's a lot of individuals that just don't really look like you just have this, like me, picture me all of a sudden trying, well, I don't have any hair, but trying to grow my hair and, you know, put on makeup and act like a female. It's like, it's not going to work. I mean, there is a wrestler who was, you know, really big facial hair, whatever. And he has become a woman, and in all honesty, he doesn't look bad, but you can tell the broad shoulders and certain things, you know what I mean? It's like, so, but there are some that's just, it's, you can't.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thanks again for listening to The Objective Jerk. I greatly appreciate it. If you could like, subscribe, comment on wherever you're finding this, and you can also email me at theobjectivejerk@gmail.com. So, hope you're enjoying it, and please continue on with the episode.
You can't. It's like just living in a fairy tale. It's just some kind of crazy fantasy that they have, and it's too much. You know what I mean? It's, and I think it's just these individuals, just they do have a mental condition, you know, just like my depression and I think bipolar. I'm trying to figure it out. There's these people have a mental condition and they identify as trans. And even though a lot of them are just, it's a dude who has sex with women and whatever, but dresses up as a girl, you know? But then they get mad when we, you know, oh, sorry, sir, whatever, you know, it's like, dude, you can't, I don't know. Anyway, the whole point of me talking about this is recently during a, I don't know, state legislature kind of meeting, there was, I think it's Virginia. Oh, wait, I had it on my phone. Virginia has a trans woman who, you know, is a biological man, and she is the senator for Virginia. So I'm just going to kind of read this article real quick. It's pretty short. So anyway, a Virginia state senator stormed out of the chamber after being misgendered as sir by the lieutenant governor in a confrontation that caused the Virginia legislature to go into recess twice, the Daily Mail reported Tuesday. In the video footage of the exchange, Senator Danica Rome, who is transgender and a Democrat, of course, is there a Republican trans? I mean, I guess, is it Blair White? There is a trans man, woman who identifies as a woman. She's conservative, I think. And, you know, on videos and everything, she looks like a woman. She's attractive, you know, I'm not going to lie. But that's through video, you know, in person, it may be different, but, you know, but she's very, I can say she, because I haven't met her. She sounds like a woman. She looks like a woman. So it makes it easier to you know, say the right gender when they completely look and sound like what they're trying to be. I think a big thing is the sound, the voice. You know, when you hear the, oh, you know, you just, sir, yes, sir. You know what I mean? You're just, it's, it's like automatic. You can't change it. So she's, I think, conservative. She probably wouldn't consider herself conservative, but she's a little more level-headed and understands kind of, you know, she's realistic about the whole thing, you know? And like I said before, I think there are some people that are born gay, but I think there are so many more, especially now, that are identifying and want to be a part of the LGBT community, just to be a part of something. And because it's cool, it's trendy, or they have, you know, they having problems, and they, you know, when I was a kid, like, to rebel against your parents, you would smoke or get earrings or something like that. You know what I mean? Now it's like, oh, I want to be a different sex. I want to identify as whatever this and that. You know what I mean? It's just, it's, I don't know. Anyway, so let me continue on with this article. Gosh, I'm horrible at this. Democrat can be heard asking, Madam President. So this is what she, and I watched the video. So it's not like, yes, sir. You know what I mean? She was doing something like exactly kind of thing I've encountered. I'm doing something. I can hear, ask the question. Yes, sir. Now, she doesn't have like a deep voice, but it's not feminine either, you know? So I could see. I don't think this lieutenant governor did it on purpose to be a jerk, even though she's, you know, female jerk or whatever. Anyway. Madam President, so this is the senator. How many votes would it take to pass this bill with the emergency clause? And the governor answered, the governor Winsome Earl, Republican, she replied, yeah, so they gotta, you know, put that in there. Yes, sir, that would be 32. But she was like, yes, sir, that's 32. You know what I mean? At which point, Roem marched out of the room. After initially refusing to apologize, probably because she didn't, you know, she didn't do it on purpose. It was just, you know, but then she later said, I am not here to upset anyone. I am here to do the job that the people of Virginia have called me to do. That is to treat everyone with respect and dignity. I myself have at times not been afforded that same respect and dignity. So she made it clear that in this body, as long as I am president of the Senate and by the grace of God, I will be treated with respect and dignity, and I will treat everyone else with respect and dignity. She reiterated that we are all equal under the law. I apologize, and I would hope everyone would understand there is no intent to offend. Roem, who is the first transgender senator elected to Virginia upper chamber, has not commented on it. So this is what I'm talking about, though. Or this is what kind of annoys me. So she's in this thing, and then she gets misgendered. This is, you know, a political, you know, they're trying to vote on a bill and whatever, and then she gets misgendered, so she leaves because she was misgendered. That's very childish and very immature, which means the same thing, and just stupid. And this is, it's shit like this that people don't want to, they don't want to conform to their gender ideology kind of crap, you know, the misgendering shit. You know, I don't know. First of all, it's going to take a while, which kind of is like, okay, that's probably their point. They keep doing this. Eventually people will get it, but it doesn't, you know, so what is it going to be if they're going to create like a new word for just addressing somebody that, you know, yes, that's the whole they, them. So the kids now that are hooked on TikTok and smartphones and all this bullshit, instead of addressing, yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, they're going to be like, yes, them, no, ma'am, or no, them. You know what I mean? Like, they're making up some new alien language. It's like, what the fuck? This is stupid. You know, it's just like being famous. If you want to be famous, there's consequences. You're going to get hounded by paparazzi. You're going to, you know, people want to know your personal life and all this kind of crap. If you're going to be trans, you're going to get misgendered. That's just, you know, unless you happen to look like the gender that you identify as, like, to a T, you know what I mean? It's going to happen. And, you know, it's like, what if you're in the military? You're a captain. You're a captain. No, let's say you're, I don't know, a sergeant first class. You're at the battalion talk, which they used to call the talk, the tactical operations center. You're man in the radio. You're in a combat zone. You got patrols in Baghdad. Shit starts hitting the fan. You're a sergeant first class manning that talk radio, and you're a transgender, and you identify as a woman, but you're like, make sure you know, shit's kind of getting crazy, whatever. And somebody answers, yes, sir. No, sir, it's blah, 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 whatever, this and that. And then they're just going to like not talk on the radio or just forget what's going on. I was misgender. What? Oh, I'm leaving. Fuck this. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't act like a child because you're misgendered. You just can't. If you want to hold office as a senator, or you want to be in charge of a company in the army, or you want to be in charge of a civilian multi whatever company, you can't just stop everything and go cry in the corner because you're misgendered. Fuck you. You know what I mean? No, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Dude, you want to be misgendered or you want to be trans? That's fine. You want people to, you know, call you by whatever this and that? That's fine. But don't get mad if people don't want to do it or people accidentally do, you know, the opposite of what you want or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just, it's childish. And it just shows the mentality of the LGBT whatever with trans. You know what I mean? It's like, and it's not all of them. You know, I've talked about, I don't think he's, so I married, you know, my wife. So it's on my wife's side. I don't think they're family. I think they're more like a family friend. They've been friends with this family for so long that they almost consider as family or whatever. But this person is, when I met, I'm going to say him, because I've tried it before and it's hard. But when I first met him, he was a gay guy. He was a gay man. Was it at the Pike Place Market in Seattle? I think was the first time I met him, maybe. I don't know, but met him, and he was, you know, he had facial hair, he had long hair, but he was a guy, but he was very feminine, I had no problems with him. And then, you know, he got married, but I guess as he was married, he started to kind of identify more as a woman. He started wearing makeup. He started dressing up, and I guess his husband didn't like it. You know, he wanted, you know, he was obviously gay and wanted to be married to another gay guy, not a gay guy, you know, trans or whatever, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of talking out of turn. Is that the term? You know, I don't know for sure. What I do know is they got divorced, and I think I heard something like that. But anyway, so now, you know, he comes to visit. He's actually going to be visiting pretty soon, but he dresses. You know, he wears dresses, wears makeup. For a while, he let his facial hair grow, but I think he shaves it now. But, and, you know, he looks like a woman. But I don't know if it's just because when I met him as a man, you know what I mean? It's almost like, you know, somebody wearing a costume for Halloween, but never taking it off. You know what I mean? And so it's just, and this individual, he likes to be called her, she, you know what I mean? So if he's out in public and somebody says, oh, yes, ma'am, or this and that, he loves it. He's like, cool. If somebody says, sir, or whatever, you know, whatever, I'm sure maybe it bothers him a little, but he doesn't make a big deal out of it. You know, he understands the situation and he's not going to make a huge deal out of it. And that's the way to kind of really go about it. You know, the people, you know, yes, I want to be identified as this. And I don't know, maybe over time, 100 years from now, everybody's going to be called they, them or something. I don't know. I'm glad I won't be here to see it. But the whole thing is just, it's insane to me. It's insanity, you know, I don't know. But anyway, that's it. I've been talking for, 25 minutes. Thanks for hanging out with me. Like, share, subscribe, all that stuff. Send me an email, comment, whatever. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys next time. All right, bye.
You just put yourself through another episode of The Objective Jerk. Thanks again for hanging out with me. Please email me at theobjectivejerk@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, comment, wherever you find this, follow. It all helps. But thanks again, and I'll see you next time.